From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Donald Trump was sworn in Friday as the 45th U.S. president, and afterwards he addressed the crowd gathered on the west side of the Capitol building.
From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. America first.
While Mr. Trump was being inaugurated Friday, anti-Trump demonstrators took to the streets of Washington, where more than 200 were arrested after damaging property. There also were demonstrations in other U.S. cities and in other countries as well. About 200,000 are expected to participate today in the Women's March here in Washington. After the inauguration, former President Obama and his wife Michelle left for a vacation in California. At the airport, Mr. Obama spoke to the crowd gathered.
This has been the privilege of my life, and I know I speak for Michelle as well. And you know, we look forward to continuing this journey with all of you. And I can't wait to see what you do next. And I promise you I'll be right there with you. All right? God bless you.
President Obama also reached out to Americans using his original Twitter account at Barack Obama, promising them he and Michelle would get back to work after their investigation, their vacation, that is. Powerful bomb ripped through a market area in northwestern Pakistan. It happened today, killing at least 20, wounding more than 40 others. Spokesman for the anti-state Pakistan Taliban has claimed responsibility for what he said was a suicide attack to avenge the killings of jailed members in allegedly fake police encounters. This is VOA News. United Nations Children's Fund warning that freezing cold temperatures across Europe are putting thousands of young refugees and migrant children at risk of illness and death. Lisa Schlein has more now from the UN in Geneva.
The UN Children's Fund estimates 23,700 refugee and migrant children, including infants and newborns, are stranded in Greece and the Balkans. It says many of the children, who mainly come from Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan, are living in unheated shelters that cannot protect them from the winter cold. UNICEF spokeswoman Sarah Crowe tells VOA that people on land face other life-threatening illnesses,
like pneumonia, acute respiratory infections that are exacerbated in overcrowded conditions.
UNICEF is calling on Greek authorities to move refugees and migrants currently living in overcrowded and underserviced camps on the islands to more appropriate accommodations. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Gambia's defeated leader Yahya Jammeh says he has decided to relinquish power after hours of talks with regional leaders and the threat of a regional military force to make him leave. Speaking early today on state television, Jammeh did not give details of any deal that was struck, and it's not clear when Adama Barrow, who defeated Jammeh in last month's election, will return from neighboring Senegal to take power. Barrow was sworn into office while in Senegal. A bus carrying school children crashed in northern Italy overnight. It burst into flames, killing 16 of the young passengers. The bus was carrying students, mostly boys from Hungary, through the ages of 14 and 18 when it struck a pylon and caught fire on a motorway near Verona. At least 54 passengers, including adults accompanying the children, and the two drivers were aboard. 39 of them were injured. Italian rescue teams say 10 people, including two children, were found alive in a hotel buried by an avalanche nearly 2 days ago in the central part of the country. And that is the workers celebrating the rescues. The avalanche that hit the hotel likely was triggered by a series of strong earthquakes. An investigation into the tragedy has been opened by court, with some saying the emergency response was too slow. Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has pleaded not guilty to charges of running a massive drug trafficking operation in North America and overseeing murders and kidnappings. He arrived in New York from Mexico following the surprise extradition and was arraigned on 17-count indictment. Get more news at our website at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.